Hi there, Brandon. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here. Lulu wanted me to get on the line to get you the details of our service to answer any of your questions, and then also to apply a very reduced rate here for your business being officially new. Happy Wednesday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
It's going well.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. And I do have your file here in front of me. Now, I'm sure you are familiar with that local map or that PAC result that pops up when someone goes on Google or Bing even and they do a keyword search. That's actually where we all go as consumers when we don't know who to call. That's the power of this listing for you. People will not need to know the name of your business to find you as an option when they're looking really for any of the services that you provide. The calls come directly to you, and no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate. Now, because you are a younger company, you qualify for a new business rate, and that's quite a significant savings. We know that although it is a month-to-month service that we offer and there are no long-term contracts, of course, our clients do choose to stay with it because it's profitable to be on that first page. So we want to make it affordable enough for you to get started here. As a young company, it would be a savings of almost 50% off the normal cost of the service. It would bring your rate down to just $199 a month. That's an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. The calls, of course, come directly to you. And whether you do 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, no matter how many jobs you take on, you're not paying a percentage of your profits. It's exactly $199. Now, of course, the calls come to you, so you're not paying for a lead. There's no third party involved. You're not chasing down the same lead that your competitors are chasing down, or for the most part, dealing with a potential customer who's expecting several bids and several phone calls. You'll get calls from someone who will have seen a website that will build for you, and they'll know that you do exactly what they're looking for you, and then they're gonna call you directly. You know, they're calling you specifically. They know that you do what they're looking for, and by that point, they're really just hoping you answer the phone and that you're available to do the job and thinking if your price is fair, they want to hire you for your services. Now, I know you don't have a website. Do you have any photos, though, some of the work that you've already done, before and after photos, that kind of thing?
I have a small website.
Oh, okay.
Actually.
Okay. Well,
it's not much right now. I'm still working on it.
Oh, you are? Okay. Well, obviously, with the website, then, you see the value to have people call you directly. Of course, a website's a very powerful conversion tool. It helps people know that you're the guy they should call. But, of course, it only works when people see it. And since most consumers rarely, if ever, go past the first page, you know, your website kind of needs to be where they're looking or they may never find it. So our job would be to make sure that your business and any website you have will be on that first page. And by creating the content that Google looks for when someone does a keyword search, it ensures that you do pop up ahead of your competitors and get those phone calls. So, you know, everything from a fully optimized Facebook page for your business, a Yelp listing, Super Pages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce, it's almost 70 different destinations and directories. They're all equally important to Google. They all talk about your services and your service area. And then, of course, they link back to verified listings on both Google and Bing and also to that website. Now, you'll get a very detailed reporting and tracking system. And I did find your website. I'm looking at it right now, by the way. So you'll be able to track exactly how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each search. You'll know which clients found you from the local map or from individual directories, etc. So you always know how much work you're going to be getting from using our service. Like I said, it is a month-to-month service. Now, since we are looking to find the right company to work with our service being month-to-month and that flat rate, Brandon, is that something that you would want for your business, that first page placement and the calls that you'll get?
Yeah, I'm actually
actually looking for something to get my name out there, but
of course.
$200 a month right now.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. I mean, if I'd like to see if there is something I can do along the lines of making it even more affordable. One thing that Lulu did attach here was the Home Advisor or the Angie Leads profile. Is that something you're using currently? Are you paying for leads now?
I actually signed up for that, and then when I saw how much they were dinging me,
yeah,
for leads that.
Oh, you did. Okay. Yeah. Well, obviously our service is very different than that, but I understand the expense involved with, you know, paying for a lead, whether you get the job or not. So, you know, with us, the calls come directly to you. It's a fixed flat rate, so it's a lot easier to budget for. And it really is, I mean, it's the return on investment that's the most important thing. With this, with direct phone calls and being on that first page of Google, reaching a much larger target audience, and then having them call you, I mean, that's going to get you the return on investment that you're looking for. But I definitely do understand that the investment part is always important, especially to new businesses. And that's actually why the new business rate is the lowest rate that we typically will offer to the public. Now, the only thing that I've got in my system lower than a new business rate, it's officially coded as a friends and family rate, and I'm not going to tell my supervisor that, you know, you're my cousin or I've known you since high school or something like that, but I'd be honest with them. I'd tell them that you're a young company, you've already got a website that we can promote, and I'll let them know, of course, that you tried the Home Advisor Angie's, and, you know, obviously it didn't work out. He knows how much people spend and how expensive that service can be. I might be able to get him to approve a friends and family rate. I know that he's been making the exception here for some of my colleagues, some of the other pricing directors. If I can, Brandon, get him to approve a friends and family rate, not only does it waive the $99 setup fee that would have otherwise attached to the first month, it also does drop the subscription cost even from $199 down to $149. And if he does approve that rate, that would be the rate that starts and the rate that stays. So it would be $149, not the new business rate of $199. If I can get my supervisor to approve that friends and family rate, waive your setup fee and drop the cost of our service on a month-to-month basis down to $149, I mean, that's got to be more than fair enough for you to give us the opportunity to get this going for you, get your website where people can see it and start calling you, right?
It's got my interest.
Well, sure. You know, I mean, Google now, that, right?
Let's say 6 months down the road, is it going to adjust?
If my supervisor approves the friends and family rate, that is a fixed flat rate. It will never go up. Not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It's an exact amount, too. So, you know, like I said, there's no taxes or fees or anything like that. It would only bill once a month for that amount. And, I mean, you're going to reach a much larger target audience. Google it. I mean, it's what we say and it's what we do and it's where people go when they don't know who to call. I mean, it's kind of, well, it's that old football adage, you know, on any given Sunday, the worst team can beat the best team as long as they're on the same playing field. Of course, in this case, the playing field is the first page of Google, and I'm not saying you're the worst. You can be the best, but until we get you on that first page, it's hard to win. Most consumers will start and stop their searches on that first page, but even as a young company, when you're listed on that first page, you can be the guy that wins, the guy that gets the job. You can beat out that bigger, more established business. We just have to get you where people are looking, which is on that first page. Brandon, let me shoot my message out real quick here to my supervisor and kind of let him know why I'm asking for that friends and family rate. He's usually pretty quick to respond, and then while I'm waiting for him, just wanted to verify, it's Artifacts hyphen Construction, right? That's how you want the company to be branded online.
Yes.
And then it's simply Artifacts hyphen Construction.com for the website there. And then is the phone number that we're speaking on the same one that you would want your customers to call? And is it also the best number for us to reach you regarding the account?
There's numbers on me all the time.
Yeah, okay. And I imagine then it's a smartphone. You can receive a text message on there as well.
It is.
Okay, perfect. I wanted to ask you, because I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, I believe that you are completely service-based, meaning you go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you. There's no physical address that we would promote for your business online.
Yeah, I go to them.
Perfect.
Your
office is your home. So the 199 Bradshaw Road that I saw on that Home Advisor, that is your residence then, right?
It is.
It is, okay. And that's exactly why I'm asking, Brandon, because, you know, Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home. And even if that were a shop or a small office where you did your paperwork, since you don't see customers come to you, Google does not want to list a physical street address. They actually wouldn't want anyone to drive out there, try to knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most of the time. Now, you'll just be listed city and state, not even a zip code, and certainly not that physical street address. And then, Brandon, is that Brandon?
It is.
And then, what is your last name, sir?
Carpenter.
Okay. And then, when we contact you, we do use phone, text, and email, and it's usually the method most appropriate to the information that we're trying to get out to you, certainly for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we'll email it out to you. But a lot of the times, we'll simply be able to call you or send a quick text message. Did you have a preference, though, as to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
I prefer email and text.
Email and text, okay. And then what is...
I like phone calls, but most of the time I'm working.
I hear you.
So
that's perfect. Okay. So I've got email and text then as preferred methods of contact. And then, Mr. Carpenter, what is a good email address either for you or for your company?
It is brandon@architects-construction.com.
Okay, perfect. And then, are you Monday to Friday, Monday to Saturday? When did you want to be found online?
Monday to Friday is typically my hours.
Okay, perfect. Is that like 9 to 5, 7 to 7?
I go 8 to 5.
8 to 5. Okay, I'll put that down as 8 to 5. Oh, hang on one second. My supervisor must have just responded. I heard that little chime. Let me pull that up real quick here and see what it says. Okay, it says, Paul, for this fairly young company, especially one that recently tried Angie's Leads, I would be more than happy to approve your request for a friends and family rate of $149. I'm looking forward to helping this young company to grow and thrive in a digital age where just about everyone goes online for the service that they need. It actually says, Paul, it's about time that you use a friends and family rate, which is kind of funny, and I guess it's kind of true. I try to not go below a new business rate, especially if I'm waiving a setup fee, and of course there's no setup fee on the friends and family rate, because we spend a lot of time, especially in that first month, just to simply create that content to get you on that first page. But you know, like I said, our clients love the service, and I'm sure you will too, and I'm pretty glad my supervisor approved that $149. It would be the out-the-door cost. There's no setup fee, and of course it stays that fixed flat rate as long as you choose to use the service. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, like I said, it would be exactly $149 a month.
What is the name of your company?
Yeah, let me do this for you. I know I've got an email address from you, but this is going to be a lot faster. There's a drop-down box. It's actually an SMS message through the computer, but it works the same as a text message, so I'm sending it right now to you, to your smartphone. It's a link to our pricing page, localsplash.com. The name of the company is Local Splash. So this is localsplash.com slash SEO packages. So it's going to allow you to see exactly who we are and the package you're getting, the services we're providing for you. If you can put me on speakerphone and open that up. At the very top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Brendan, are you able to see that?
Yes, yes.
Okay, perfect. So, and like I said, you are going to be able to track your success. You'll also be able to monitor your reviews right from your tracking system. And you will have reviews. We will, like I said, be almost creating that 70 different directories. Whether your reviews originally populate on Google, Bing, Yelp, Foursquare, Superpages, wherever they originally populate, they will repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting. So from one place, you can kind of request reviews or respond to reviews or even have us respond to those reviews for you and maintain and manage your online reputation. If you scroll down, we've been around since 2004. We're coming up very quick here on our 18-year anniversary, 4.9 out of 5-star client satisfaction rating. Obviously, when it's a month-to-month service, we have to keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time for you to be a satisfied client. Most of our clients absolutely love the service. If you scroll down about halfway, it says Google Ads Partner, and that colorful G, that you can click right on that. That Google G goes directly to Google.com, so right on Google's website, you can see that Local Splash is a Google partner, and that's important for you. Google makes changes to that local map algorithm all the time, whether they want us to create new directories. Sometimes they tell us to not create certain directories. We're always going to be in that conversation and ahead of the curve to make sure that we keep you listed on that first page and keep your phone ringing. Now, the packages that we're talking about here, we are talking about the Pro package, but there's a lot of bells and whistles from the other packages that I can include here, even at $149. The cost of those other packages really goes up because of the paid Facebook ads or the Google ads. And I mean, if you were like a multiple crew kind of 100-mile service area, we'd be looking at maybe bolstering that campaign by adding either Google ads or Facebook ads, but being that you're just kind of a one-man show here, I think the Pro package would be ideal for you. But the other bells and whistles like the account dashboard access, Google Home, Amazon Alexa, I can include those. Like I said, it's the cost of the paid ads that really drives up the cost of the other packages. It is listed on here at $399. Like I said, originally I was going to cut that in half, but my supervisor is allowing me to drop it down to that $149. The setup fee is going to be waived entirely, so it is just that $149 out the door, like I said. It is a month-to-month service. Now, I'm actually required as a Google Premier partner to read what's called a voice verification. It would get recorded through the computer. It would attach to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that it's a fixed flat rate of, in this case, $149, that there's no setup fee, etc. Even though it's recorded, you can stop me and ask me any questions if you've got them, or if you want me to clarify my question. It is pretty straightforward, and I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair. I'm still listening and contemplating, but yeah, I'll be willing to listen to it and go from there.
Okay. Well, like I said, it does answer some of the questions that you might be having already. Give me a second then to get that set up. Okay. So Mr. Carpenter, it does read as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Brandon. This part of the call would in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your potential order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
Artifacts Construction.
Perfect, and that's exactly how I have that. And then, Brandon, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Brandon Carpenter, owner.
Okay. And then, Brandon, as the owner of Artifacts Construction, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
of course. And then for the billing information that you would be using for our services, Brandon, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Brandon, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign, since our job is to make sure that the people in your area who need your services are, in fact, able to reach out and contact you directly. We specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion. The emails, text messages, phone calls coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Carpenter, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course. And as long as you're responsive when people reach out to you, you're going to love the service. Now, it does also say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you would continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. We are aware that you tried the Angie leads and that you recently canceled that. The reason that we ask is all of the additional content that we will, in fact, be creating for your business. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online is accurate and consistent. So we're not actually saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know. Brandon, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we would do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, website. Of course, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that all the information for your business online is accurate and consistent. Now, with all of the reductions and discounts that I was able to apply here, and with my supervisor allowing me to actually do a friends and family rate on this one, with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which we'll actually waive altogether, would be charged today's date, the 3rd of August, in the very discounted, officially friends and family rate of just $149.00. And that $149, Brandon, would be the exact amount. There's no taxes, no fees, there's no surcharges or lead fees. Of course, the calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, voice-activated searches too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 3rd of the month and that same exact discounted rate of $149.00. And once again, that rate will never go up on you. It's a fixed flat rate. Now, it is offered at will, month to month, no contract, which of course means that you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause it too, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or pause the service seasonally. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Brandon, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Carpenter, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Well, I have a question.
Sure.
If I decide to cancel, let's say 30 days, I'm not satisfied, I didn't get any clients.
Okay.
How do I cancel?
So
the last lead service I've used, it has been a task to get that canceled. I've been fighting it along with.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. And I do know, having spoken with so many business owners over the years, if you're referring to the Angie Leads, of course, it's only been about 6-7 months that it's been Angie Leads, kind of the combination between Angie's List and Home Advisor. But before that, for about 9 years, it was Home Advisor. And even before that, it was called Service Magic. And I remember, being in the industry as long as I have, I remember speaking with business owners that were using Service Magic back in the day. And I do know they kind of do give you the runaround. Oh, I'll have my manager call you back and stuff like that, things like that. I actually, for our company, many, many years ago, I used to work in the client support department. So I know it is very easy to cancel the service. You know, like I said, and like the voice verification says, all you have to do is contact us, you know, give us a call and we'll cancel it, you know, and send you a confirmation email that it's been canceled. So you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. We do ask that you try to call us before your billing date, so we can prevent the next month's payment. But having worked in that client support department, I know that if, you know, you forget and you say, hey, you know, just billed yesterday or billed over the weekend, we would cancel it and then refund that last payment. So we're not trying to make it difficult for you. Our job is just to keep you on that first page as long as you're a satisfied client. Now, if you decide at some point to stop the service outright, or if you pause it for, let's say, you know, 4 or 5 months or something like that, in that case, it's kind of like when you're riding a bicycle, you come to a downhill, you can stop pedaling, you don't have to keep pedaling when you're going downhill, you might even pick up some speed and keep going for a bit, but without us continuing to update and optimize your business and your listing, you would slowly fall off the first page. It doesn't happen overnight, but of course it would happen, and our job, as long as you're a satisfied client, though, is to keep you on that first page.
Okay.
Well, sure. So, you know, if that's something you would want to move forward with, I would schedule a follow-up call from one of our technicians. That's what we call a client interview. We'll want to know not just the hours of operation that you're listed for and things like the forms of payment that you want to accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about your business, if you want to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, just kind of verify information that I have, information off of the website, dot the I's and cross the T's, talk about your services and your service area. We would take care of all of that in a follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call, okay?
Okay.
So if that's something that you want to move forward with, like I said, it is that fixed flat rate of $149. You are going to get the very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll see the breakdown of how much work you're getting. You'll know the service is working. A lot of our clients, to be honest, they don't use it as much as we would like them to. They just simply pick up the phone, and if it's someone who's never called them before, they say, hey, how'd you find me? People say, well, I saw you on the first page of Google. That's usually enough for some business owners to know that it's working. We actually would prefer that you use your tracking system, because you can see detailed reporting of, you know, where people are when they're looking for your services, the things that they're typing in and things like that. You do have 24/7 access to that tracking system.
Okay.
So, Mr. Carpenter, it sounds like something you're willing to move forward with here. That first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What works best for you, sir?
It'll be on a Visa.
And is it your name on that card, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
It's mine.
Is it first and last, or is there any middle initial there?
First and last.
Okay, Mr. Carpenter. You said that was a Visa card. I am actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay, hold on. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
4100.
Okay.
3901.
Yes, sir.
2798.
Was that 3798 or 2798?
2798.
Okay. And the last four?
4132.
Okay, so let me read that back to you here. I've got 4100-3901-2798-4132.
That's correct.
And then the expiration month and year?
9/25/2025,
and then the last three digits on the back of the card.
269.
269-269 on the back, and then September or 09/2025. Is the billing address of that card the home address, the 199 Bradshaw Drive, 35125?
It's Bradshaw Road. Yes.
Oh, Bradshaw Road. I must have pulled the Bradshaw Drive off of the Angie's. That's interesting there. Okay, so Bradshaw Road. Yeah, but it's 199 Bradshaw Road, Pell City, 35125. Now, in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there, but if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
One second. Let me walk out to my truck.
No problem. Just let me know when you're ready.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, so Brendan, that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option one or extension one to reach a live client support agent. And Mr. Carpenter, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday. That's 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central. Of course, you can email 24/7. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. And then if you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. Now, you'll receive all of that by way of email in about a minute through our automated system. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. And there is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Brandon, that's everything that we just went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. Now, you'll also receive that link by direct text message. And our emails through our system are sent out in bulk every minute or two, so you might even receive the text message before you receive the email. But when you receive one or the other, please let me know, because I did just want to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. And again, like I said, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. We do schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. Might be a little bit short notice, but I could, if you wanted me to, I think, get that 10 o'clock hour approved. They usually like a little more advanced notice than that. But there is...
Probably like a 1 o'clock time.
12 or 1, yeah. I was going to say that's just the first available. There's later in the day. There's a 12, 1, and then also 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock.
Let's do 12.
Okay.
I'm going to take my lunch.
Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah, it's about a half-hour phone call. It'll be scheduled from 12 until 1. The call itself will get to you just a few minutes after the top of the hour, get you off the phone pretty close to 12:30. Like I said, it's a one-hour window for a call that takes about half that time. At 11 o'clock, we send a reminder email through our automated system, and I'm also going to send you a calendar invite right now to your email. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for Client Interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. The calendar invite really is just more for your records. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you respond to it. Brandon, did you happen to receive either the text message or the email that our automated system should have sent out by now?
Yeah, I just received the email and doing
okay.
The confirmation.
Okay, so yeah, at the bottom, if you're way ahead of me already, just type in or copy and paste the name as it appears. Case sensitive, of course, with appropriate spacing. So if you copy and
quick
paste
question.
It, yeah, sure.
Where do I find my username and password?
Oh, so you're already there. So I'm going to give you the username right now. The username is your phone number, area code included, no dashes, no spaces, no parentheses, just the number itself. But if you're already to that page, and it looks like you are, you can stop there. That's coming from my.localsplash.com, which is the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking and reporting. The automated system thinks, one, that system is already active and that you're trying to access it. So it's asking you to log in. Once we do that client interview, we'll create the content for there to be something to track, and at that point you get a text and an email that has your username again, which is just your phone number, just the numbers though, area code included. You'll also get at that point a default password that you can use to access your tracking system. You can change the password if you like. Some people never do, but your username is not changeable. Easy for you to remember, though. And, of course, in any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, and you can send anything and everything there, please just include your phone number or your username. We can easily access that information and forward it out to the right department. When they do that client interview in that 12 o'clock hour, they'll give you the photos@localsplash.com email if you want to email the photos team directly. But other than that, you are all set and squared away on my end. It is going to be someone else from our interview team giving you that follow-up call in that 12 o'clock hour. But I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard, Brandon. I'm pretty excited to get that going for you, get your website out where more people can see it, get your phone ringing, and, of course, earn your business just 1 month at a time.
All right. Thank you.
Well, thank you, too, Mr. Carpenter. You take care. You have a wonderful rest of the day, and our client interview technician will give you that call during your lunch hour.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you a lot, Brandon. Bye-bye now.
Bye.